This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick.
I don't worry about who's going to be the hero and who's not going to be. I want to make sure that the America that this family inherits and your family inherits is an America that remains strong and the hope of the earth. This is the greatest nation on earth.
Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney conceding New Hampshire last night. Now he turns toward Michigan's primary, which is next Tuesday. Mr. Romney grew up in Michigan. His father was governor, but Senator McCain is challenging him for the lead there.
As for the Democrats, the situation is a little more complicated. Only Hillary Clinton will actually appear on the ballot. Other Democrats are shunning Michigan because the state party scheduled the vote much earlier than the national party wanted. Even though Senator Clinton is likely to win, she might not get to count the delegates.
Mark Brewer is chairman of the Democratic Party in Michigan. Mark Brewer, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you for having me.
You've just come from a press conference you held with Democratic Senator Carl Levin there, urging voters to turn out. Here's Senator Levin.
You can vote uncommitted, and you should come to that election place and vote uncommitted, or vote on your absentee ballot uncommitted if you favor Obama or Edwards or anybody else. It's obviously not as clear as we would have liked, but that's not our decision. That was the candidate's decision.
Democratic Senator Carl Levin in Michigan. Mr. Brewer, what do you expect next week? Michigan now has the next event up.
Well, we hope and expect that we'll have a good turnout in both the Democratic and Republican primaries to illustrate our point of the importance of states beyond Iowa and New Hampshire always having the opportunity to go early. I can tell you that whatever the turnout next week, there is the same energy here in Michigan on the Democratic side of the aisle that we've seen in Iowa and New Hampshire in the last several days. People are eager for a change nationally. They're eager to participate in the process, and I'm confident we're going to have a terrific turnout, a record turnout, in the fall when it's really going to matter.
Well, you know, the question is, what has Michigan done here by going early? Because really, there's only one candidate on the ballot. It's looking awfully good for Senator Clinton, isn't it?
The important point is that Michigan is holding a primary earlier than the national party rules permit in defiance of this monopoly of Iowa and New Hampshire. We think we have advanced the cause of reform this cycle. It's been painful, but sometimes reform entails some pain as well. And we hope that this system will be reformed entirely by the time the next cycle rolls around.
There's a meeting tomorrow of the Democratic National Committee in Denver, is it? And you're going, aren't you? What's going to happen there?
Yes. The meeting tomorrow is of the Executive Committee of the Democratic National Committee. It is a meeting to do some pre-convention preparation.
This is the committee that has said, Michigan, you get zero delegates at this convention, right? Because you jumped the gun and went ahead.
Committee did impose that penalty. That's true. And we understand that. We think it's unfair. But we're also very confident that at the convention, both our delegates and the delegates from Florida will be fully restored and will participate in the convention.
You have done something that is very, very unpopular. You've done it for principled reasons that you explain, and it puts the Democrats in this kind of very odd position for next week.
The vast majority of Democrats on the DNC, including Chairman Dean, understand that this is a matter of principle for us. It is not personal, so it has not had a detrimental impact on my personal working relationships with any of them. Obviously, we disagree on this. They've had to do what they've had to do, which is enforce the rules. We've had to do what we believe we need to do, which is defy the rules. But again, it's not been personal, and we have an excellent working relationship with our dean and the rest of the DNC leadership, and we're looking forward to working together with them once this matter gets behind us to focus on what's really important this year, which is electing a Democrat as president next fall. It's not the first time I've gone into such a meeting, but again, people are very civil, very professional. We will conduct our business preparing for the convention without any acrimony. I have no doubt people may have private feelings, but again, they've been very civil and professional about handling those feelings.
Mark Brewer, chairman of the State Democratic Party in Michigan. Mark, thank you for speaking with us on Day to Day. Good luck in that meeting tomorrow.
Thank you very much.